to ooh, breathe. Greetings and salutations.
The universe is just doomed. Doomed, doomed, doomed.
You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome back.
It's me, Nicole.
And me, Tessa.
And Liana is here.
As our Oompa Loompa.
I was going to say the same thing. She's going to sing songs.
Or are you
about...
Slugworth?
Oh.
No, you're an Oompa Loompa.
She's going to sing a little song if we misbehave.
We have saved her from her
Oompa-land.
Own homeland to come be a slave for our factory.
Well, and since we're talking about that, let's just get off right off the bat the book and movie differences.
Roald Dahl was a racist. Let's just...
How did they say it in that thing? Rolled?
Rolled?
Rolled? I always just thought it was rolled, but I guess it's
rolled.
Rolled?
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 Stuart? Stuart?
Rolled? So I don't even remember if I ever read this book.
I'm sure I did.
I feel like I must have, but I don't.
Well, there was a couple.
Well,
because he's also responsible for a lot of books and media and stuff of that era, and the witches,
right? The
and
witches, the James,
Matilda,
and the
Giant Peach,
Matilda,
and James the Giant Peach, and the Big Fucking Deal.
Oh, yeah. The
or Big Fucking Giant,
Big Fucking Giant,
the BFG. Like, what else am I supposed to think that's gonna mean besides Big Fucking Giant?
So I just,
rolled
instead of reading the book again. I watched
some
video that, and which I probably should have written down whose video this was. It was nobody I ever heard of, but they talked about all the differences between the book and the movie.
Nobody I ever heard of,
but thanks for the info.
Thanks.
Random YouTube stranger who I can't remember your name now. And
thank you, YouTube stranger.
And so, of course, I don't know how long you've been listening, but if you've been listening a long time, you might know that I was on another show talking about the Tim Burton Willy Wonka and how much I hate it.
Why
and the host of that show loved it because it's almost exact to the book.
To the book, yeah, sure, fine, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
But
I don't
give
care.
A shit. This is my Willy Wonka.
I don't care. Mm-mm. I don't care. Because Gene Wilder
is
Willy Wonka is my Willy Wonka.
Like Michael Keaton is my Batman.
Exactly.
Gene
like
Wilder
Gene Wilder
is
my
Willy
Wonka. Period.
And so there's a few differences. There's no Tinkerer. There's no Scary Knife Man.
No. But I love that. I love that for me.
Oh, yeah. There was no Scary Slugworth. I mean, Slugworth was mentioned, but was
right,
not
right,
a...
Right, right, but he was just another...
There was no test.
Candy maker.
He didn't come
and
up in...
And Ficklegruber was... Like, there's a bunch of, like, there's other people. There's other candy makers
rivals,
that are,
yeah.
like, rivals or mm-hmm. whatever.
They condensed all the kids' parents. They in the book they took both their parents, but they didn't have significant roles. So it was like
we can just
combine these for filming.
Right.
Reasons.
Well, that's why they have like names like Henry and Henrietta and Joe and Josephine.
Georgina.
George and
Georgina and Joe
yes,
and Josephine.
Yes.
You heard. In the book, Willy Wonka had facial hair, which is weird.
That's
to me.
Weird.
Like
I don't
goatee.
Like that. No. Nope.
Does not work for me.
Nope. I guess that's how you would know he was evil.
The biggest difference is the Oompa Loompas were 2 foot tall African tribe.
Well,
who Charlie smuggled out of Africa in shipping containers.
Like I said, he was a racist.
And the first time Charlie saw them in the factory, he thought they were made of chocolate.
Well, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Okay.
And the reason they took this out for the movie, we should be clear, but the NAACP got involved.
Wow.
And was like,
well, it was also 1971, so they probably thought they'd get away with it.
And so his first rewrite just made the Oompa Loompas white jungle people, still in little jungle outfits.
Okay.
And then, so nobody knows for sure why they went the direction they did with this one, but it was a good fucking choice.
Well, because what?
Because who, these are not people. Like, you don't are, see them and go affiliate oh, them with any race.
Right, right, right. So I would imagine that they tried to figure out
what is the, what how is this not offensive
to anybody?
Mm-hmm. How can it, we not offend any culture?
Except
I know,
for maybe little people.
And green hair. Joker's maybe family's pissed.
Well, Joker's, he's white.
Well, that's true, but he had green hair.
That's true.
So maybe they're cousins. They didn't get dipped in the acid
on
bath.
His mother's side.
Natural green hair.
And his mother's side.
There is some singing in the book, but it's not all of these songs.
The
like the Oompa Loompa songs, I don't think are in the
no,
book.
No, I don't think they were, but it's not the... Which oh, one? God.
Pure Imagination? Or
nope. No. Oh, the...
Candyman?
Nope. The sad boat song? One. The boat one. Is oh. That the boat one? The There's No Earthly
Maybe,
Way
yeah.
Away.
But I don't. I wasn't supposed to be sinister.
Well, no. It wasn't supposed to be sinister. But I think that comes from the book.
Okay.
I think maybe something does. And I think it's that.
The only thing they said in this about the boat thing was that the nightmare visuals on the ride were not in the book. It wasn't supposed
no,
to be
no,
like
no.
a nightmare boat
it
ride.
It wasn't a freak out.
Yes. there's no fizzy lifting drink scene. Like they do talk
they
about
do,
the fizzy lifting
right,
drink,
but
they don't
not
drink it.
Where they don't steal it.
Nope. The golden goose.
They're squirrels.
Are squirrels, which they do in the Burton movie. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
because that would be a logistical nightmare. Because what
yes.
did you say they trained?
They trained
how many?
40 squirrels for 5 months for the Burton movie to actually get squirrels to de-shell those nuts on that platform and throw them in the hole, and then they CGI'd to fill in
That's
the room.
That's like hypnotizing chickens.
So yeah, the gooses were easier. Fake,
right.
fake geese.
Right. But gooses.
Geese.
Geeses.
Mike TV gets into the Wonka Vader with mm-hmm. his parents in the book, and
right.
he pushes the button to go to the TV room, which is how they end up there. So there's no Wonka wash.
Okay.
With the bubble, which I love that scene with the getting yes. all foamy. I would have loved to. It's like those raves, the bubble rave.
Oh, that grosses me out so much. The foam party.
Or the foam party.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I've never been to
nope.
one.
There's hepatitis and
oh,
sharks
no.
in there.
Sharks.
Hepatitis sharks.
I don't know if sharks can live in bubbles. I'm not sure.
They They're do fun. In my mind.
What else? What else? Oh, he doesn't do the you lose that whole
yes,
amazing
that's
a, scene mm-hmm. at the end, which is so
oh,
scary.
Oh,
I
get so upset.
I know.
Because that like Dabney Coleman, I always like wanted like Gene Wilder to
be
my
dad.
Between Young Frankenstein and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate mm-hmm. Factory, like those two roles, I was like, oh, he's so magical. That and my dad kind of had the hair.
The wild hair.
The wild, like curly, like whatever, before he went bald. And he didn't have the comb over. He didn't do that. He had the mullet, but not the comb over.
There you go.
So.
And in the book, they show that the kids survived the tour.
Yes. Which I don't like that. I like
he
to think they
says
died.
He said it at the end.
I know,
don't
but
them.
I don't. But you don't want to believe
you just
him because
don't know.
That's the whole thing. You never know if he's lying or not.
And in the book, they put the grandparents' whole ass bed in the Wonka Vader at the end.
Oh, gross!
And take it back to the
gross.
Factory.
Is like their piss buckets under there. Like, also, did they take those along?
It doesn't say. Doesn't say.
They can't see, sir. Why would you put the
So those ah. are the major differences.
That's major. Major. So
now we can talk about the cast of this film, 1971's Willy Wonka
oh
and the Chocolate
Factory.
Oh, my
God. Which is... I love this fucking movie.
Which was named differently because they were trying to make a Wonka bar. Quaker Oats paid for
That's
this.
That's right.
To make a Wonka
yes,
bar.
Yes, but they like released the thing and it like they melted
on the
shelves.
All their Wonka bars melted on the shelves.
Right. So they had, and it turned out the movie did better than.
Even though the movie didn't do great
no,
at the time.
No, it didn't. Not at the time, mm-hmm. but it's become a classic. Everybody
sure.
loves this movie. If you don't love this movie, fuck you.
At least for sure, our generation, everybody loves this movie. And while this movie could give you nightmares, the Tim Burton one. Gave you nightmares for all the wrong reasons.
The reason that I love this movie is because of how off-putting it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the parts, which we'll get there, but even the parts, like, in between when they're looking for the tickets, when he's
yeah.
talking to the computer and, like, the newsman, like, all that shit is so fucking bizarre.
Well, and it's also, like, British comedy
right.
stuff
and
happening.
It's really dry. It's, uh-huh. like, super weird. I love, that's what I love about this fucking movie.
It's very bizarre.
It's weird. It's so weird.
And so after Gene Wilder, who do we have in our cast?
Peter Ostrom as Charlie Bucket.
Diana Sowell as Mrs. Bucket.
Oh, okay. I had all the kids and then I did all the
parent, the kid, the parent, the kid.
Ah, see, and I did all the kids and then I did all the parents.
Oh, damn. Now we're going to be screwed up. Okay, you do all the kids and I'll do all the parents. All
right. So then we have Denise Nickerson as Violet Beauregard. Paris Themin as Mike TV.
What a name for an American dude.
I know. Paris Themin. Paris Themin. Like, that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
He would have been born in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So they named him late Paris. 50s,
depending on how old he was right there. But yeah, that's a strange name because I want to say he was from like Minnesota or something.
Or something. Like Paris was a wild name to give a kid in that time.
It was.
Especially a boy
in
that time. So, yeah, anyway, Julie Dawn Cole as Veruca, Michael Bollinger as Augustus Gloop. So those were the kids.
And then I have Roy Kinnear as Mr. Salt, Leonard Stone as Mr. Beauregard, Nora Denny as Mrs. TV, and Ursula Wright as Mrs. Gloop.
I also have Michael Goodliff as Mr. TV because he's in there for a second.
Let's not forget Jack Albertson as the piece of shit. Not fucking forget
because he won't fucking let us forget that his ass is there, this gold brickin' son of a bitch.
By now, the internet has all realized.
Everybody that knows.
Grandpa Joe is trash, but we are going to.
Well, you know we're going to
take him down all the rest of the pegs.
He makes me so fucking angry. He makes me so fucking angry. You know what? He's dead, and we could probably go to his grave,
and spit
raise
on
him up with voodoo, and beat the shit out of him.
No, we
this
just
is
need
for
to,
Charlie, you
need
dick.
We dance a jig on his grave.
Ooh, you know what? Is he buried in a place where they show the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Because
oh
I will
God.
Do the time warp on his
on
head.
On his head. and then I have also Günther Meisner as Mr. Slugworth.
That picture that they have on the thing, he like played a
on
Nazi
IMDb,
at some point.
Yeah.
Not just a Nazi.
Hitler.
It looked like he played
Hitler.
And that's scary.
And I have
enough.
Aubrey Woods as Bill the Candyman.
I also have Peter Capel as Mr. Turkentine. Or was no, that? The Tinker.
Oh, the Tinker.
Werner Haking is Mr. Jopik. And David Battley as Mr. Turkentine and Peter Stewart as Winkleman. That
Which one's
kid.
Winkleman?
The kid they ask him multiple times. The one he was like, he tells him it's a fraud. And he's also at the candy shop.
Oh, from the classroom?
Yeah,
the kid with
the bowl cut.
Okay.
The one that looks like Mo.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Oh, and I also have the name of all the Oompa Loompas.
Go ahead.
Randy Borgstaller, George Clayton, Malcolm Dixon, Rusty Goff, Ismed Hassan, Norman McGlenn, Angela Muscat, Pepe Poupe.
Oh, Piccola Poopola.
Yes. Marcus Powell and Albert Wilkerson was the name of, I don't know who's who, but those were the Oompa Loompas. They should be at least acknowledged.
Of course, of course.
I guess.
So we open with a montage of the actual chocolate making process.
And this is the Toblerone factory.
Ooh, and it looks so delicious.
Oh my God. This is as good as an animated opening to me.
Just about, yeah.
If you show me, this reminds me of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood when they would do the picture.
Yeah.
And you would go to the eraser factory.
Yes.
Or, you know, like all that shit. Like, this is what that reminds me of. And it's just as good as an animated opening to me. It looks so good.
And you get a lovely little melody only montage of all the songs in the movie over this candy making process.
Yes.
And then the bell chimes and all the kids run out of school.
They run out to the candy shop. There's a lot of fucking kids.
A lot of kids. And they do not look for traffic. They just
mob
into the street.
Nope, they're just running out into the fucking street.
And we go to the candy shop and just right away, the candy man,
Bill
candy
is just
maker, just out there
shit,
handing out
fucking pop, pop, pop.
Who like, can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew. So he sings his Candyman song, and he's just.
I know. Is this kid?
I see no
money. Do they have a
being
tab
exchanged?
No. It makes it extra weird because later when he's like
to Charlie and you're like, excuse
me, Charlie can't afford to run with the rest of the children to make it for free candy song time.
Well, I put that it's that he's so weak from malnutrition.
Oh, probably. Oh,
that
probably.
He just doesn't have the energy to run out of school.
That's a really good point.
And so he got there like 1 minute too late.
He did not make it for free candy song time.
And I think there's like a rule where if you don't make it by the time I say the Candyman can.
Right. You have to
pay for
it.
Free candy time's
over.
Well,
like the other girl, like she paid for it by getting her face bopped by that.
She did. They lift that fucking counter. He goes to lift that counter and you see her head just throw back.
And they just keep the show must go on.
She's like, you said free candy though, right?
Yeah, no, I'm coming back. I want it. He lets them have a run of the whole fucking store.
He's pushing them on the ladder, letting them pick whatever they want.
Those little candy dots that taste like fucking nothing you got to eat off paper.
Big old long strips of them, passing them out.
He's not keeping track of any of this shit.
No. And so what is it about Charlie? Is it the amount of teeth he has? How do you know?
He cannot in good conscience give him any candy.
He's like, you know what?
This is a liability
for me.
You have four teeth in your head.
Yeah. He's like, someone going to sue me.
I already know you're poor. You can't afford the dentistry.
Exactly.
I can't afford the dentistry.
Nobody can afford
Those are premium dentistry bones.
Premium bones.
Premium bones. Your premium bone subscription has lapsed.
Yes. So Charlie's sadly watching at the window as all the, not even rich kids, just
every other kid in every single other kid in the neighborhood.
You're telling me he lives in a neighborhood where he's the only poor kid?
Yes. And he's too poor to afford free candy time. This is some
fucking
shit.
Poor. He got negative dollars.
That is fucking poor. Oh. Well, like we discussed, these kids' parents must have a tab. Like a bar. He's got like little drinks. He's giving them like they're all like unwinding after the fucking school day. Shit is wild.
And if I were those parents, I would be pissed at the Candyman.
You're getting them all fucking
after
wired
a day
up
of school, before dinner, when I need them to come home
and
do
their
homework.
You know what? They crash so fucking hard.
That's true. Maybe
they crash so fucking hard after they eat their like Salisbury steak dinner because you know they have real food.
I just smelled.
Charlie has to go.
I just smelled that in my brain, like the TV dinner.
I kind of want a meatloaf
steak
now.
And you know what's weird is like I never enjoy it as much as I think I'm going to. It's one of those where you're like
a hungry
the memory smell where you're like, oh, it's going to be good. And you're like,
no, it's not.
It's not good.
No. That disgusting melted brownie in the upper left-hand corner.
With one kernel of corn in it that popped out from the corner. And you're like, now it's ruined.
Oh, God damn it.
It tastes like fucking corn. I'm not even eating it now.
It tastes like fucking corn.
Not
never
going to
digest this shit.
Oh, anyway. So Charlie sadly goes to get his newspapers to deliver.
The Candyman tells him, he's like, oh, y'all, guess what? I heard that Wonka's got a new one.
Oh,
it's a scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Right, like he's handing out fucking free samples, whatever. Yeah, so then Charlie goes to his job.
Yeah,
he has to
work. Gets his first payday of like, what, 50 cents for the week? Or
probably.
That, 2 bits?
It's like, 2 bits!
Got a shave and a haircut.
2 bits. I can't help it. I'm just like a fucking tune.
I can't leave it.
2 bits.
So he walks past the Wonka factory and stops to stare inside the gates.
Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. He lives locally.
Right.
Because of what happens later. So this just happens to be in his hometown, in his neighborhood. He walks by the Wonka factory, and he's looking through the little fence.
And all of a sudden,
down the airy mountain,
the tinkerer appears.
Whatever glen. We dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men.
Nobody ever goes in.
And nobody ever comes out.
Rattle, 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 rattle.
I know. How did he sneak up on him?
On the cobblestone road with a...
I don't like the Tinker. The Tinker gives me the
and
fucking...
I don't understand why he exists. Because if he's not in the book and the conversation he has with his grandpa...
To unsettle you?
Yeah.
To unsettle you.
This dude wanted to unsettle you. Because I don't think the book was meant to be unsettling.
No, this movie is meant to be unsettling. That's why I like it so much. And that's why Marilyn Manson liked it so much.
Oh.
Because we're going to talk about that whole album,
of course,
too. Because
of course.
They use so much of this shit. The fucking Tinkerman and the boat and the Snozzberries and the boys taste like boys and girls taste like girls.
Yep. So he goes home to talk to Grandpa Joe.
Yes.
Or, well, first they're talking about, before he gets home, about how Charlie works. Joe over here talking about Charlie's working too hard for a little boy. Sir.
Then get the fuck up, you dick.
Because the mom's like, well, the four of you have been bedridden for 20 years.
Which you brought up and I never fucking thought about.
So before Charlie was a twinkle in his father's eye.
Right.
These fools been up in this bed. And she's supposed to be, what, 25? She looks 45, but how old is she supposed
to
be?
Probably. She's probably supposed to be 29.
If he's 12, she's 32.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, I bet she had him around 20. So she's supposed to be, like, in her 30s, which means they've been in that bed since she was a child.
Yes.
What?
When this husband that's probably out there somewhere.
Oh, and because you know he's probably 20 years older than her.
Well, her parents look fucking older because we decided that Grandpa Joe.
Joe and Georgina are the dad's parents.
Mm-hmm. Them's the Buckets.
That's the Buckets.
Them's Joe Buckets. Joe and Josephina.
And I looked that up and it did say he's Charlie's paternal grandfather. Mm. So that's daddy's dad.
Right. That's why he's an asshole.
And in the books, that's another difference, is that dad's alive, like in the book.
Right.
Movie,
yeah. No, he's part of this book. Whole thing in the book. But in the movie, he's
They just wanted to make it even more. They wanted you to hate Grandpa Joe even more. Because in the book, they don't make you hate Grandpa Joe. They make it seem like a miracle.
Right,
that he got out of bed. It's not just like
he makes this seem like this is cocaine.
Yes. You saw that nail.
Everybody knows about
that coke nail.
I've seen it.
Grandpa Joe and that.
I've seen Jack Albertson from Beyond the Grave. I'm gonna get on that Ouija board.
And he starts on his bullshit about when I get my strength back.
Oh, bitch. When you go out every motherfucking night. You go out every motherfucking night. Because
she
asshole.
Says, I have yet to see you set foot on this floor.
Mm-hmm.
Which means how she changing
so
these
cold.
Sheets.
You know what? There's a way to do it.
You got to just roll them.
There is a way
them,
to
though?
Do
So no. You got to roll them all one direction, get the one corners off.
Yes.
You got to roll them back the other direction, pull that out from underneath,
it
get the other corners off.
Oh, while.
But to get it back on would, I think, be even harder to get the clean
the
ones on.
The bed transfer and all that shit with the thing without a lift is like...
This woman just by herself? Because Charlie's, what, 10, 12?
Yes. I'm sure she's got him helping her.
Now,
she has
but not for the 10 years
that well,
he was,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Not
strong
enough
to help.
While she was pregnant?
And they don't say when dad died. He could have died 6 months ago. He could have died the year Charlie was born. We have absolutely
that's
no
true.
Idea
we
how
really
long
know.
She's been alone.
We don't know.
And I'm sorry... Your parents go somewhere
I
else.
will kill
dies.
These old people.
I
will
changing
kill
the bedpans
no,
of your parents.
No, I sure the fuck am not.
No.
I sure the fuck am not. I will make sure they're in a nice place.
Yeah.
I will make sure they're in a nice place.
I'm not trying to kick them to the gutter, but like I'm not doing this personally.
I'm pretty sure that's the thing. Is I'm like 100% sure I'm responsible for my mother.
Oh yeah, but I'm the only child, so yeah.
I'm responsible for my mom. You're responsible for your parents, whatever they have. Like, he's got siblings. It's just me and my brother.
Right, and my husband also has siblings. And so I'm
right.
You got three brothers that can help you.
You're
for my mom, it's just me. So
your parents, I'm responsible for my mom. I have already taken that on as a thing that I'm going to do. But I'm going to put her someplace. Shady Pines, Ma!
Well, and my mom, my grandma's 89 and still lives by herself and drives herself
That's
places.
Insane.
So I ain't trying to be no Grandpa Joe. I have absolutely no intention of anybody in my family being a Grandpa Joe.
No.
Not if
like
my
that.
90-year-old grandma out
not
there
like
tooling
that.
Around on her own.
Well, that's my grandparents, too. Like, I still have two grandparents.
Yeah.
And they live out there and do whatever.
Whatever it is they're doing out there, you know, living out
they
there.
Built that fucking house they live in. I'm be sad to see that house go because I'm not living there.
Is that the one in like Nevada or something?
Yeah, I'm not fucking living there. I love that fucking house, but I ain't fucking living there.
So Charlie comes home, kisses them all hello, and sees that they're eating cabbage water for dinner and is like, that's not enough.
That's all we have.
Well, look what I got.
Oh, a loaf of bread. Where'd you get it? Who gives a shit?
Even if he stole it. Eat the goddamn bread
Who
and shut your
gives
mouth.
Shit. But he paid for it with his first paycheck.
Payday with enough
and he gives
to
some money to his
mama.
And then he's got money for this motherfucker. fucker's pipe tobacco.
Your pipe tobacco.
It's
you're
one
still
pipe a day, Dad.
You've been smoking this pipe for your whole damn life. You've been making this woman work extra for your 20 cent
he
a week.
He goes out at night to the fucking opium dens.
Yeah. Yep.
He's getting his wiener touched. He's smoking
and
some
then he's
opium.
Sleeping all day like he's an old ass yeah. man because he is mm-hmm. high and he's
like
sleeping
he's
it off.
Feeble. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker.
Tessa's about to punch me and I'm not Grandpa Joe.
I would
we're
never
have to give her a punching bag.
I'm going to see your face. Like his
just
face
all of a sudden.
Face.
I'm like, oh no. Like when you're hungry and
he's
you see
been
hot
dead
dogs
for
over
like
people.
50 fucking years.
So yeah, he's like, no, I'm going to give it up, Charlie. And he's like, please, please let me contribute to you dying faster, Grandpa.
Right. Yeah, because
I
want
pay
you to
for your
fucking
tobacco.
Die. Yeah, I just want you to die.
So he tells the grandpa about the tinkerer.
Yes.
And what he told him. And the grandpa's like,
he's
right.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, it was weird. It was like everything closed down because they were trying to get in there and steal his shit. And then out of nowhere, 3 years later, all of the stuff started up. But no one ever knows how he
nobody
does
sees
it.
Who works there.
Right. Nobody knows
nobody
who
in the town works
right.
there. So at school the next day, is it Mr. Turpentine? What's his name?
Mr. Turkentine.
Oh, Turkentine.
Yeah.
Who reminds me of like a Monty Python character
it
or something.
Gives me very much that. And I really love this character. Like
he's such a buffoon.
I know. When he talks about it, he's like, so it just occurred to me instead of having the test on Fridays after we have learned the lesson, we're going to have it on Mondays
before
we learned it.
Yeah.
But now, because it's Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest. So anyway.
But so this lesson he's doing is let's mix a bunch of dangerous chemicals.
Yes. He's like, I've got nitroglycerin.
And we're going to do it evenly, which means not that we're going to measure.
No. We're just going to pour it all.
You pour while I pour.
You get this shit that's
and he gives
explosive.
The kid, gives Charlie two of the dangerous chemicals.
It's a wart
chemicals.
Remover, which is what a verruca is.
Right. Oh, interesting. So they were trying
it's
to remove
a,
her before they met her.
Foot wart mm-hmm. is what's a verruca. What the word is for a verruca. There's a couple different spellings, but that's what it is.
Yes, I knew it was something gross. But
it's gross. It's a verruca. It's a footwork.
So yeah, they mix up the dangerous chemicals. Pff, it, of course,
right.
like pops in his face.
Everybody cheers anyway.
And there's a hubbub in the hall. Wonka's opening the factory. It's giving chocolate away.
Class dismissed.
5 golden tickets and the people who find them win a big prize. And the teacher's going to let them out early, but then they're like, well, not
class
for everybody. 5 people.
Yeah, hold on. Like only 5 people.
But you get them from opening Wonka bars.
Class redismissed.
This dude's. And so this, my question right away is, only people with kids won this contest. There was no stipulation that it was for children. His whole premise was he wanted to find a child.
Well, and also you have to understand that like Slugworth is present immediately.
Not just immediately, but yeah, like when one of them finds the ticket, he's there.
I feel like because it's magic, Willy Wonka somehow chose
would
these
be
children.
The children he chose? He chose 4
well,
shitty ass
it,
kids
because he wouldn't feel bad about killing them.
Well, but he wanted to find a kid who was going to be good to take over his factory. So if
he somehow knew that Charlie would be, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Don't ask for an explanation. It's wild.
So yeah, Charlie's not excited. He's the only one who just walks out slowly and
he's
sadly
like,
while everyone runs out.
Chocolate.
And then the news reports start coming
mm-hmm.
in. The Buckets are watching at home as news reports from all over the world are showing bars disappearing off the shelf mm-hmm. at an alarming rate. Wonka mania.
Yes.
And then they show this man in therapy.
Oh, God.
So now this is where we start with the whole weird sketch show or whatever.
All of these in-between things are so bizarre and I love them. He's at his therapist appointment.
And this is nobody. This
no,
is just some dude.
It has nothing to do with anything. He has a dream about where the golden
the
ticket
archangel
is.
Archangel appeared and
yes.
told me where to find a golden ticket.
And where was that? What does it matter? It was a fantasy. It was a dream. Tell me where the ticket is!
And the first ticket is found in Dusselheim, Germany, which they filmed this in Germany. I think we forgot to say, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, all of this in Germany. It's like a Neverending Story.
Mm-hmm.
It was a German production.
And Augustus Gloop has won the first
right.
ticket.
I love how they have the reporter and he's standing in front of the antlers.
Yes, right when they open the shot. Yeah.
And he was like, how do you feel? He's like, hungry.
Yes. And they try to interview his dad and he eats the microphone.
Which is funny because the dad looks like what Augustus looked like. Because
we watched what he looked like grown up. And yes, he did look a lot
like
the dad.
He looked
like
that guy.
So and, like he, and he was dressed like Augustus Gloop, so it was weird in this interview. Like everyone else was dressed like themselves, but him.
All like they get together and do well. Not Denise Nickerson; she's the only one that's passed away now. I think she's everybody else is still alive. But okay, her. All the kids.
Yeah,
right.
And so yeah, they interview him, and Slugworth comes up next to him and whispers something in his ear, but you don't hear
somebody.
What or somebody
we don't know. That
and so now this one. Because at this point, it's already hit the news.
Right.
Okay, maybe this dude did not you know what I mean? Maybe he wasn't there when he found the ticket the way he shows up later. So this one, you could say, all right.
Okay.
Whatever, the news already
he
knew.
Gets closer and closer every time.
So it's Charlie's birthday.
Mm-hmm. He gets a scarf
from the grandma's.
A big cable knit sweater. And someone keeps knitting.
I know, it still had like loose threads hanging off the end.
I know, she was like, I knitted it with the little tassels, but I can't fucking see. Mm-hmm. So it looks like shit.
And grandpa got the grandpas together got him a Wonka bar.
But it's not the right one.
It's a goddamn moon pie. Ain't going to be no golden ticket
it's
in a goddamn
a
moon pie.
Pie.
I'm sorry, but if you're looking for a golden ticket, that ain't going to be the bar you're going to find it in.
Nope.
Not in the circular candy.
They said Wonka bars.
Bars. You wasted your tobacco money.
Yes.
And where? So did mom go out for this?
No, he did.
Joe?
Joe.
And how long you been keeping it under your ass before you hand him his birthday chocolate?
Because he was like, ass chocolate. It under. Melted ass
in that bed
pie. I know it smells wild.
I would say
there.
Under his bed sores, but Joe ain't got none because he been out that bed.
You know what bed sores smell
I
like?
I don't.
Bed sores smell like dog food. It smells like kibble. It smells
weird.
Like Purina. That's what it smells like.
How odd.
I have seen them to the bone.
Ugh.
It is disgusting and really, like, it's awful, but hot. They have a smell. And the smell is kibble.
Okie dokie. Moving
That's
on.
That's what it smells like. Aside from the bedpans and the sheets.
I can't
I know
imagine
she's
the
a
smell
laundress.
Of that place.
And but the mildew. For old people smell away. She's bathing these people.
And I'm sorry, she's gone working at the laundry all
That's
day.
What
Charlie's
I'm saying.
At school. Ain't nobody changing no bedpans.
Nope.
So when you get home, first thing
and
after
you know
the
Joe
laundry,
ain't doing that shit. Joe ain't doing that shit. Joe ain't pitching
And what's
in.
He doing to get them to not tell on him about getting out of bed every night? Does he just wait till they're gone, until
they
they're
just,
asleep?
He
or
just
like,
gaslights them. Like, they say shit, and he's like, oh, that's
oh, sure.
Wild.
You hallucinated that.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Been a dream.
You're demented.
So now we get to the factory, the salts factory.
Right.
The nut factory.
Nuts.
Where Hood. Veruca is bitching at her father.
Oh, why haven't they found it yet? I
want
it now.
Now, daddy.
He's like, I got him working like double time.
And then he offers a 1 pound bonus in their weekly check.
Why would you not just keep it?
And they go insane for 1 pound.
They love it.
They're just
like,
woo!
You could just get free chocolate if you just take it.
Yes.
Why do you care if this little bitch gets it?
I know. 19,000 bars an hour
Fuck
they've been unwrapping.
Her.
For 5 days.
Nah.
So finally, somebody
finds
it. I
mean, they're watching her.
Yeah.
They're watching them.
And Slugworth is there in the factory.
He's in the factory.
So now,
that's what I'm
this
saying.
This is the one where, for sure, Wonka knew where this one
He's
was going to show up.
Lucky bolts of lightning my ass.
And I really feel like Veruca Salt, if he knew anything about her, it would be known that she a brat.
Oh, she's terrible. Well, he couldn't wait to kill her.
Like Augustus, you don't know. He's just
be fine.
He's just
you know,
a hungry
he's
kid.
He's a glutton.
Is Doesn't
this
mean
not
he's a
the
piece of shit.
Seven deadly sins.
Well, except for there aren't seven of them, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. The five deadly sins.
So somebody finds the ticket. He mm-hmm. Slugworth intercepts whatever when she the handoff and whispers
She's
something
like,
in her ear.
She's like, I won it. I won. I got a golden ticket, this bitch.
You didn't win
no.
shit. That young woman there won.
Right? So now 43 days in, like, things are wild.
Everything's being sold out everywhere.
Oh my God, the guy with the computer.
The computer scientist guy. He's got this like group of rich men. He's like, I
right.
can calculate where the remaining bars are located.
He's like, if you tell me, I'll gladly share with you. Like it says,
tells
like,
the computer.
He's like, I can't tell you. That would be cheating. He was like, no, I'll share with you the grand prize. What would a computer do with a lifetime supply of chocolate? I'm telling you what a computer could do with a lifetime supply of chocolate. Like, he's all pushing buttons aggressively.
And the computer part happens in the book, I guess, but instead of it spitting out any messages, it just, like, explodes. Like, oh. it can't calculate it.
It still doesn't want to cheat.
Yeah. So the third winner is announced. It's Violet Beauregard. Mm-hmm. Her dad's a used car salesman.
Right. And she's normally a gum chewer. Oh, God, it's gross.
Through the hole. She's chewing gum.
Hi, Cornelia. Hi, sweetie.
And she's been chewing this gum for how long?
Months.
3 months or something.
Something gross.
And Slugworth is already there.
And she looked like, before she died, like Denise Nickerson looked like she had been chewing gum her whole entire life. Her jawline was hard. It was hard.
She was muscular in the face.
Right. It looked like she'd been chewing gum her entire fucking life.
She's been working it
out. I bought it.
And now I don't know if we want to take a break. It's 35 minutes. Or do we want to get through all of the winners?
Well, we have that boring part. Like, this is the whole
I just
part.
Wrote, Mom, he meets her in the laundry and she
Everybody
sings that sad
skips
song.
This part. It's so we can sad. Skip this part, too. Cheer this is where we're going
to
take.
That's all you need
know
to
what?
Know.
We're going to take a break over Cheer Up Charlie. Go watch Cheer Up Charlie if you fucking feel like it. But when we come back, we're going to be done with Cheer Up Charlie, okay?
We'll be right back.
And we're back. We're back. We're skipping Cheer Up Charlie because fuck it.
Mike TV finds ticket number 4.
Yep, and he won't answer until station break.
And I could never not see him as baby Jay Leno.
I know, a little bit.
The eyes and the mouth. Mm-hmm. He's giving baby Jay Leno vibes. Yeah. He just needs a chin.
Right. Oddly enough, not the chin. Yeah. Just everything else.
And his mom's like all proud that he's never even eaten at the dinner table.
No,
she serves
all his meals in front of the TV.
Yep.
Gross. And Slugworth is there.
Already in their house.
Microphoneography.
Yes.
And his dad's like, he's like, oh, I can't wait to get a real Colt 45. And his dad's like, not till you're 12, son.
Uh-huh.
And this is where, when I told you, like, they spell it two different ways. T-E-E-V-E-E for Mrs. TV and Mike TV. And Mr. TV was spelled T-E-A-V-E-E.
Weird.
I don't know why. It must have been.
So now another news report talking about there only being one ticket left.
Yeah, shit's getting weird.
And Grandpa Joe wakes Charlie up that night. Pulls another Wonka bar out from his stinky ass pillow.
Oh, gross. He's like, that's supposed to be for Tabacca. And he's like, I told you, I'm giving it up. So, like, go ahead.
Yeah, push it back and forth to each other.
Like,
no, you open it.
No, you open it. And he's like, open a little bit on the corner and then open the rest of it.
And again, no ticket.
Oh, I bet all that gold makes the chocolate taste. And I teared up.
When he said that.
I was like, oh. This poor kid, his grandpa's doing him a disservice.
Yeah, by getting him all gassed up.
Like, you know, you could only afford,
right? These other kids are eating, we find out later, 100,
like,
150
fucking bars. Yeah, and he's like,
bars.
I opened two.
Sad.
Sad.
Sad. So then we see, like, it's getting crazy. There's auctions for the last cases of Wonka bars.
Your Majesty.
This woman whose husband was kidnapped.
Oh, she's so dramatic. Anything they want!
And then they're like, oh, they want your case of Wonka bars. And she's like,
how long will they give me to think it over?
And they don't have no kids, so what if she won?
I know! Like, well, she's not gonna go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it had to have been planned to be children
she
to get
She did not
it.
Have a golden ticket in her fucking lot.
But if you plan to make sure certain kids got these tickets, why would you not plan it to be a group of kids you thought might actually take over your fucking chocolate factory?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I don't understand
why
he picked
the variety.
4 shitty kids.
He needed to have the lessons.
I guess. He needed the Oompa Loompas needed something to do.
Well,
they weren't busy enough making all of the chocolate.
They showed up to be in slavery. Yeah. It's slavery.
And then we get a report that the fifth ticket has been found
in Paraguay.
It's all over.
Right here in Paraguay.
And
this person is like a Nazi criminal.
Oh, are they?
That picture, it's of an actual
of who
Nazi.
Won?
Yeah, of whatever. It's like the picture that they use. It was like some Nazi doctor.
What?
Or whatever. I looked it up
weird.
And I saw it, but there is whatever. But anyway, he's a gambler. He has a bunch of casinos in Paraguay. And they were like, oh, don't wake him. Let him have one last dream.
But he could
hear that
all.
Shit because they live in a shack.
I know. Like, how does he even have his own room? These four adults sleep in one bed and the child has his own
room? He sleeps in the rafters.
Maybe.
On laundry.
He's just under the bed between the bedpans.
Oh, gross. He's nose blind. He has to
he
be.
He has to be. Absolutely.
By now, he has no sense of
smell.
When, like,
this is supposed to be, even though it's Germany, it's supposed to be, what, London 1970s?
It, well, it's supposed to be ambiguous as to where he's at. Because
they've got cobblestone roads, so it makes you think it's even older than 70s.
Well, I know. It's like a weird village that they fucking live in.
And, like, if they still have... Well, I guess not that they still have bedpans. We still have bedpans today.
You would tell. Well, what's she going to do? How else do you take care of four bedridden?
Is she
going
to be all day long, like, helping them to the bathroom? Like,
well, how much do they fucking shit? Well, with cabbage water, you know what? Kind of a lot.
So it's outside, probably, to go to the bathroom.
She also uses the bedpan. She's like, well, fuck it. I'm already going to clean them
out. Here, man.
I'm not going out there without shoes on.
If I'm cleaning four other people's shit up, I will clean my own shit up
as
well.
She shits in the fucking corner. She didn't give a shit. She does in the corner.
It all smells the same.
It all doesn't matter. She doesn't shit either because she doesn't eat.
True. What is
she
there
eats last.
It's cabbage water, so it's all liquid.
She drinks. She pees.
Out her butt.
She got pee butt. Cabbage pee butt.
Oh, the smell. So the next day at school, Mr. Turkentine's doing Wonka bar math to teach them percentages.
Right.
And that's when he starts asking everybody, how many bars do you open? 100. How many do you open?
150.
Charlie, how many you open?
2.
200. All right.
No, just 2.
Well, I can't do the math on that. You can't do the math on.
Of course
2?
He can't because he's nonsense.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
He's nonsensical.
So he's all whatever. He walks home and with his head down and he sees this. What is it? A dollar?
It's like a little coin in the fucking drain. And
tell the story.
If I don't fucking say it, my son will hate me. He told me to bring up because in the new one, Willy Wonka, there's a couple Easter eggs. Willy Wonka drops a coin into the drain, the last of his money. And this is supposedly the coin that Charlie
finds.
Right.
So this is Wonka's coin.
Because this is before. It was the before times.
So now he knows the contest is over. So he, but like, I get a sense just from this scene, you get from the way he finds it and the look on his face and the way he looks at the candy store. He doesn't want to hate chocolate because of this.
No.
And so he's like, you know what?
Well, that
I'm gonna
he
go
hasn't
in and
eaten
just get
forever.
Yeah, I found some money. I'm gonna go get some chocolate just for just for the pleasure
on the
of
down
having
low.
Some chocolate.
Right, right. He well, because even the bill tells him like, oh, I don't have to hide him anymore.
Right. So he been stashing them.
Right.
He had the damn tickets the whole damn time.
This motherfucker.
Fucking Bill.
Well, Willy Wonka knew it.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka knew it.
And he goes in. He wants the biggest chocolate bar there is, and he's like, oh,
scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
And he just starts just fucking mowing it down. And it's like Philip Marshmallow or something.
I don't
like,
know what they look
it
like
was
little.
White inside.
Yeah, it was white inside.
I hope it was marshmallow.
Ugh.
And so he takes off. The dude's like, what? And of course, he wants his
he's
money.
Like, yeah, he wants
Bill's
his money.
Like,
that's not free. That's not free candy song day.
It's not free. No,
that was not free candy song day.
Yeah. And so he's like, you know what? He goes back for one more because
he's
he got
like,
change.
Let me get because yeah, he got a little bit of change. He's like, let me get another one
for Grandpa Joe.
For Grandpa Joe,
for my
he's like, well,
piece of shit grandfather.
My piece of shit asshole grandfather. Let me get one of those for him because he gave up pipe tobacco recently, so I should get him some chocolate,
right?
And Bill's like, well, why don't you take a regular one right off the front, right
perfectly,
off the front? Hands him the little Wonka bar. So Charlie goes outside and he hears a commotion.
Extra, extra scandal. The
right.
ticket was a phony, and
it
there's
was
one
fake.
Still left.
And he's like, oh, fuck.
He gets this little smile.
Maybe.
He goes off into the corner alone to open his Wonka bar.
And he opens it real slow.
He got it!
Oh, it's you!
This
you
woman,
have, oh
these
my
people
God.
Assault
like,
him. Like, I thought he was going to lose it.
I mean,
they
he could have
snatched that out of
snatched.
His hand easy.
Easy,
but the
easy.
Mr. Kopech's like,
oh, hey,
I know.
Run home, Charlie,
and don't stop.
Yes,
but he does stop because Slugworth stops him.
Oh, he stops him in the tunnel. Mm-hmm. He steps out and he's like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Slugworth.
I'll give you 10,000 bones.
Right? Your family will live
bring
comfortably.
Me the everlasting gobstopper.
Remember the name. Everlasting gobstoppers.
And he walks off and allows Charlie to continue his four-tooth reveal run. Right,
I was going to say he's got his mouth wide open catching all the bugs because there's only four teeth in his head.
Nothing
to stop
stopping
them.
The gnats nope. from getting in.
Nothing at all because he goes down to Poor Town where there's fleas flying into his mouth.
And speaking of fleas, he runs in and announces to everybody,
I got it! I got it!
And they're like, Charlie, come on.
That's not fucking funny.
They already found him.
Well, because he already fucking cried wolf once.
Right, because he pretended
he
got
thing.
It.
He's like,
he
no,
it,
and
yeah.
I didn't get it anyway. But they were like, no, they found that it's already over. And he's like, no, it was a fake. And then he's like, shows the ticket to Grandpa Joe,
who reads it out loud.
How? Without his fucking readers?
And he reads that it says that he can bring one
member.
Because
he's healthy as fuck.
He can bring one member of his family to the factory.
On the 1st of October, which is tomorrow.
And Charlie's first thought is not his poor overworked mother.
Nope. It's Grandpa Joe.
I wish you could go.
Bedridden Grandpa Joe.
I wish you could go, Grandpa Joe. Well, guess what? Well, you know how I'm feeling a little bit.
Oh,
why don't you help me out of bed?
Pop me out of bed. Because even we forgot to mention earlier, Mr. Joe Peck. Talks
oh,
about,
it says
say hi to your,
say
Grandpa,
hi to your
Joe.
Grandpa Joe for me. How you know my Grandpa Joe?
Because he's out, chow.
Because he be out here getting the paper
in
the
night,
middle of the night.
In the night.
You guys
while
meeting up at the fucking
poor
gambling
Mrs.
club.
Bucket is fucking stirring up
her
laundry
stew.
Fucking stew
yeah.
into the wee hours of the morning, working herself to fucking death. She's 25.
If she's a day.
If she's a day.
So he reads this ticket about, mm-hmm. oh, you can bring one person. He's like, oh, I wish you could go, Grandpa Joe. And let all of a sudden, lo and behold. So at first you're like, oh, he's like, oh, you know, his muscles
no.
are atrophied. He can't even like bend.
No.
Takes him a couple tries.
He's
to
got
get
a
out
whole
bed.
Fucking dance number. This
but within
motherfucker.
30 seconds, this motherfucker who ain't been out of bed in 20 years.
I got
years,
a golden ticket.
I know. Sir.
You bitch.
This boy found this money and bought these bars. This is not your motherfucking golden ticket.
This ain't
this
shit
is Charlie's
for you.
Golden
you shouldn't
ticket.
Even be going.
No. Mom should be going.
Oh, now that you're out of fucking bed, get a job.
And like, get me my slippers. Why you even got slippers? You ain't
what?
Been out of
yeah,
bed.
You ain't been
years.
Out of bed because the floor's so fucking cold. This motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
I hate him. I hate him
I gotta
so fucking hard.
I do kind of love this song, though. Like
I do. I got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never thought that I could see over the
I know,
hills
he has
ecstasy.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do kind of love his song.
I do, but fuck
but
him.
Yeah, he gets his cane. He's running around the room.
Oh, yeah,
skipping.
Bringing my fucking cane, clicking his fucking heels.
Fucking making a mess, throwing clothes all
oh,
over.
Oh, this
shit
bitch.
For mom
like, you're
up.
Mixing up my fucking laundry. I got to...
And Charlie tells him after his dance is over mm-hmm. that Slugworth stopped
oh.
him on the way home.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
So now, 42 minutes into the film,
we are finally
at the factory.
At the factory. It's
the
factory
whole
day.
Whole town out here.
Big excitement. All the news outlets are there.
The clock strikes 10, and here comes Wonka, but he got a cane.
What the fuck?
A very
everyone
bendy
like
cane,
dead
though.
Silent.
Yes.
And this apparently, like, he insisted.
Yes. He said he would
he
not do the movie
do
unless,
unless
they let
do
him
this
do
shit.
This.
And he had to practice this tumble.
Of course.
But, like, they wanted him to, like, rehearse with, you know,
the
everybody
people.
There or whatever. He's like, no, we can't. They have to see
this
it.
This has to be
at
first,
that moment.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, the whole thing. We cannot rehearse this with everybody there. So he comes out, clock strikes 10. Comes out with a cane. Everyone gets silent. Everyone's looking like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
he's like
crippled.
He's leg
crippled.
Disabled. He's leg disabled. And then he like the
sticks
cane
his cane in the cobblestone.
Oh, and he like reaches for it and does a ba-da-ba-ba.
Does a little forward somersault and flips up. And everyone's like,
bah! Yes. And he did this so that you wouldn't be sure
whether he's telling the truth or not.
And
because right off the bat,
he
plays a liar.
This I don't know if this was like 100% Gene Wilder, but every single
well, the way
choice
he talked about it in that thing we watched, it seemed like he put that into this character. That
it
that's
makes
not
you
want to
be in on his kid. It makes you want to be in on his kid. it makes you not want to be an asshole kid.
When he talks about that, like, this was about setting boundaries.
Right.
And that kids need boundaries, mm-hmm. whether they think they do mm-hmm. or not. And they want to know where's the line. And this movie teaches you,
right, like,
here's the line.
That's it.
Like, you can get up to it, get away with it up to a certain point. He tells you,
but he's not going to insist.
This is on you to learn exactly. this lesson.
You make the choice.
He's not going to beat your ass with his own hand.
Nope.
But he but will
you're
going to
beat your ass with your own behavior.
Exactly. So he welcomes them all into the factory.
Yes,
we've got so much time and so little to see.
Wait a minute. Wait, scratch that. Reverse it.
So they go in, they hang their coats up on these actual human gold painted hands.
Oh my God, they start screaming.
Yeah, that's a weird way to start out for sure.
It's like Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. When they have the hands. Because are those Oompa Loompas? No, it was just people that were on the, that did the.
What I mean, like what? You hired real people to stand there and take
your
coats?
No, it's magic.
It's just magic. Got it.
Magic.
Got it.
Magic.
And he asked the children to come up and sign this giant contract.
And Mr. Beauregard's like, up, 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 up.
My Violet doesn't sign anything.
Nope, not without
and
my lawyer.
Mr. Salt's like, well, she don't sign. My Veruca don't sign.
Right, and he's like, if they don't sign, they don't go in.
And Veruca's like,
I'm going to sign
going.
I'm going in. So Mr. Beauregard's like, I use this myself. Like, contracts are for suckers. And they are like, up, 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 up. So he gets them all to sign because no one's going in without doing it. Yes, yeah, we're good. In we go.
And he sends them into this like dead end narrow hallway.
Well, it's like 99%, 44%, 100% pure.
Yes.
And then they go in
to
that
get
little
in.
Thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we can't. There's no other door. Like, just go out the other door. And there's no other door. And they come around. And he's like, oh, no, here it is. He's like, well, no, we just come through there. He's like, did we? And he opens it up.
And it's
a whole nother hallway.
Right. This long hallway full of doors.
And like, oh, he's getting shorter. Or no, the hallway's getting shorter. No, he's not. He's getting taller.
And Mr. Salt's like, is this some sort of fun house? And he's
why?
Like, why? Having fun?
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is like the thing with like young Frankenstein, where it's like he's got that twinkle in his eye.
Right.
Where like it's always
so like
it's
you
not
don't
sinister,
think of him as being sinister.
It's sarcastic.
Right.
Everything
that
is
dry.
So sarcastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? Having fun?
So they can't get out backward. They have to go forward to go back.
Exactly.
And so the hall gets smaller as mm-hmm. they go. And he's like, you're about to enter the nerve center to the entire factory.
The chocolate room.
And he plays his little musical.
Rachmaninoff. Which is not.
No.
It's Mozart.
And plays his little keyboard to get mm-hmm. in.
And it's a tiny door. So like, you're not getting me through that tiny door. And then when they open the door.
The whole wall opens or
it's
something.
It's a big door.
Yeah.
And this was their
first
all of
time
their first
reaction. Yeah. The first time they ever saw this room.
That's so cool. This is like the pirate ship in Goonies.
Right.
Where they were like, they saved it, but they couldn't
use
it.
Yeah, they saved
it. This one they mm-hmm. were able to use. Because no one swore, apparently.
Right.
Corey Feldman wasn't there.
He tells them that everything they see is eatable. Mm. Edible. Mm.
I mean, you could eat almost everything.
Tells them not to lose their heads. We wouldn't want anyone to lose that.
No.
Yet.
Yes.
He adds a fucking
yes.
So I'm telling you, like,
and
it
then,
comes
okay.
in a little bit. A
so
little bit
also,
at a time.
Also, this whole thing when he's doing the step up, step back.
Oh,
the
God. Blah, blah, with that whack in the yeah. cane.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see. What?
Yeah, so love this whole song.
When he pulls out my
tension
TV's
filled.
Head, they yeah. got hit a lot.
Violet, from the cane?
Violet and Veruca, because they were right there.
Got their hands smacked with the cane.
They got bruises because
oh, wow.
they got hit. Well, they Ouch. Were in the way.
They learning were a lesson.
Way. And I bet you anything, Gene Wilder really pulled hair out of Mike TV's
Probably.
Head.
Probably. Because
I love
he
that.
Was a problem.
I used to do that to my brother. I know we talked about like, Liana used to do that to her sister. I used to do it to my brother. That's what happens when you have a younger sibling.
So, yeah, they get down to the bottom. If you want to view
paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world.
Pluck.
There's nothing to it.
and he finally releases them into the factory. Yeah,
bends over and lets them go. And they all, and if you see Veruca when she goes and busts that, she did not realize, because they told him everything in here, like a lot of stuff.
I think
the
they said really a third of a everything third of was it. Edible.
And which is weird, because the
lollipops they said were real, and those looked so much like those an inflated balloon. That looked like the fakest thing was the lollipops.
So the thing was, is that she banged down on this rock, and you can see her knee is bloody.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
She carries a scar to this day.
Oh, wow.
Where she cut it up on the fucking, and if you look, her knee is bloody. But when she goes down to bust the little chocolate thing open, I want the big gummy bear.
Yes.
I want that thing that Mr. Beauregard had. I don't want to eat the chocolate with my hand, but I want the mushroom.
The cream. Yeah. The cream from the mushroom. And
I'm so... Okay.
We're going to talk about that teacup.
We're
going to
talk about that. I am so disappointed.
That was wax? That
with everything that is edible... Eatable, you could eat almost everything in this place.
You couldn't make this teacup edible.
You couldn't make it sugar,
right?
Like sponge sugar. It was wax, and he spit it out. That always looked like the most delicious part to me.
And it gave me like Alice in Wonderland vibes.
Yes, yeah. With like whatever's in it. It's like doing the what is it? The honeysuckle.
Yeah.
It tastes like honeysuckle when you drink it. When you bite it, it's sugar.
It's like sugar,
it's butter sugar.
Honey, butter,
yes,
flavor. Kinda.
It's so good in my mind.
Yeah.
And it's not that. Nope. With everything that was edible, I know. Not that.
I know.
It's so upsetting.
And they actually, so for a moment here now, the difference between, and I don't remember if it said about the book, but in the Tim Burton version, these kids remain shitty bastards throughout the scene. They destroy shit.
Yeah.
They're being fucking greedy.
They're worse
than
that
one. But in this version, they actually become just quiet, sweet, normal. They're doing childlike wonderment. The parents
are in
wonderment.
This is the last moment before
the craziness sets in.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And like, so they talk about, they're all running around, whatever. And
they see the water and they're like, oh,
Mrs.
industrial
Sloop
waste.
Is like, oh, what a disgusting, dirty river.
And it was,
and like, no,
not
it's
industrial
chocolate.
Waste, but it was just dirty water.
It was like water, cream, and chocolate. Oof. Like, I guess the original thing that went through it, like it turned bright red.
Oh.
Because of the bacteria.
Oh, no. Poor Augustus.
I know.
And he said it was cold and he had to do
right,
it a lot
like
of
it
times.
It was gross, but it wasn't very deep. Like he had to
He
pretend.
Said it was only, yeah, it was. There was one sinkhole where he fell. He said only 3 feet deep or less, even less, like six
yeah,
inches deep
it
or something.
Was like inches.
But then the one spot where he fell, they put like a 3 foot deep sinkhole where he could actually fall down into the hole.
And it was like, it was gross. It was like a mixture of all of this shit. So he falls
But before that happens, we meet the Oompa Loompas.
Oh,
duh.
Well.
We got ahead of ourselves.
Well, we kind of did, but we kind of didn't.
Because they talk about the river.
They do. They talk about the
and
river.
Mixing
and
it
like,
by waterfall.
Willy Wonka's like, oh, that's like the nerve center of all of my shit. Like that is mixing my
secret,
it's actually churning my chocolate.
And then you see the Oompa Loompas come out.
Well, no. Augustus is touching it first. No?
No, not yet.
Are you sure?
First, because they all stand by the side of the river and watch
the
Oompa Loompas first. And then while they're doing that, he gets
like,
they're all distracted looking at Oompa Loompas.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
They're from Loompa Land.
Yeah, Loompa Land.
Clearly.
Mrs. TV is like,
I'm a geography teacher.
Oh, so you know all about it.
You know, like there's beasts everywhere, like wing doodles,
like snoz wangers, and wang wogglers, and vermicious knids,
rotten vermicious knids.
Right.
What kind of rubbish is that?
Right.
And I love every time someone asks a question, he has a different answer. But
yes.
Like, I'm sorry, all questions must be submitted in writing. Like he has some.
I'm a trifle deaf in this ear.
Yes,
open your mouth a little wider when you speak. That's very Alice.
It is. Yes, very much. They're all.
So now Augustus, he's in the river, and like Willy Wonka's like, no, wait, like my
stop.
Because
he really does. This is the one time he does actually kind of urgently want him to stop
he's
because
like,
of
my
his
river
chocolate.
Must not be touched by human hands. Like he's more concerned about the chocolate. And Augustus falls in.
Yes.
He can't swim.
And she's like, do something. He's like, help.
Help.
Police.
Police.
Murder.
Murder.
And it's like, no, well, it's too late. Well,
the suction's got him now. He can't swim. Well, now's a better, no better time to learn.
Watch the pipe.
Oh, there he goes up the pipe. And he was like,
Joe's telling Charlie, remember when we talked about how a bullet gets out of a gun?
Pressure is building up underneath him. And
well, he's over here. The suspense is terrible. Eating candy, Wonka.
I hope it'll last. Oh, God.
I love him so much.
It's so good.
I love him so much. And so, yeah, he shoots like, up out of the pipe.
I don't even know what you would call this. I don't know what you would call that
sardonic wit. I don't know.
I guess, but it's like it's not.
It's
necessarily
dark.
It is. Yeah. But like it's
dry,
dusky.
Dark. Yeah, I don't know.
Dusky
wit.
Dusky, yeah.
Dry wit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the pipe shoots him out, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, don't be silly. He doesn't go to the marshmallow room. It goes to the fudge room.
You boiled him up. I know it.
And he whistles his little pipe. And here come the Oompa Loompas.
Mm-hmm. Loompa. Doompa-dee-dee.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa. Doompa-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
Where are you at getting terribly fat?
What do you think will come of that?
Do-do-do. I don't like the look of it.
So, yes, we get a little moral story song, this time about gluttony.
If you're not greedy, you will go far.
Mm-hmm.
You will live in happiness, too.
Like the
Oompa Loompa Doompa-dee-doo.
And so these songs were not the ones written in the book, but the ones that Deep Roy sings, I think, were actually the lyrics from the book.
Oh.
But they did the music all in these more modern genres.
I
have only watched it twice, and I only watched it the second time because I did that other podcast, and I had to watch it again, and I did not like it. And I like Deep Roy.
I do too.
I like Tim Burton.
He's got a racing snail.
Yeah,
no, I don't like
all the
Oompa Loompas. The same. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
The newest one is not bad. I really liked Hugh Grant.
Need to watch
Hugh Grant was Willy Wonka as an Oompa Loompa. That's my word.
And before we get into the boat ride,
are we doing it? Yeah. No, we're going to have to.
We're going to take a break before we talk about.
Because we're going to have to.
The boat ride?
Yeah. Oh. Because I went on a journey.
You need to take a break?
I went on a journey this morning that I'm going to have to tell you about.
Well, you know what? Tell them that part now.
Should I?
Yeah.
Before we get there?
Part now, because we're about hour two in. So
this morning, in my infinite wisdom, I decided that I was going to watch the movie because I hadn't yet. So I got up. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Insane.
8 o'clock
still
in the morning. Well, like I came home and I went right to bed. I was here
after last night.
Well, because it was early.
Yeah.
I went home. It was like 10:30 when I got home. So yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine. I went to bed nice and whatever, and I was like, I'm gonna get up in the morning, watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Everything's gonna be cool because we're recording tonight. So I got up early in the morning. No one else was up. I made coffee. I smoked a bowl. I started listening to our episode, the fucking
Clifford
episode
one.
This morning. And then I went in and I was like, you know what I have? I have mushroom chocolate still. I think I have like.
Your chocolate sounds Willy Wonka-ish.
Right.
Come
it's
on.
Willy Wonka-ish.
Chocolate for breakfast.
I think I have like a square, maybe two, maybe four. And I went and looked. I had 6.5.
Thank God you didn't take them all.
Oh, no, I would never. I would never. So there was one loose. So I ate it. It was like half of a square. And then I nibbled off like a quarter. And I was going to settle in and watch the movie. And I was like, whoa! Before I even got to the goddamn fucking factory.
My theory is empty stomach and you
I'm
melted
sure.
that chocolate with the hot
with
coffee.
Yeah.
And you activated it like.
I had
I'm
to
eating,
eat like.
I'm eating gummy bears.
I had to eat pulled pork. to fix it. I was like, I gotta eat something. I gotta eat something. I was like, I was doing laps in my house. I'm like, I gotta do something. I gotta do laundry. I gotta get towels.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not gonna make it through the boat scene.
I know. I was like, I fucked up. I was like, the boat scene might kill me. I'm gonna need to take a fucking break before I do it. I don't know why I thought it was like, oh, I have chocolate. And it's Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. Yeah, mushroom
seems like a good idea.
Sure. I'm all by myself. No one's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's early in the morning.
So you've been warned if you're going to take some mushrooms before you re-experience.
I mean, go ahead and do it. Just but
maybe not prepared. First thing in the morning.
Maybe That's not all. First That's thing all. In the morning before you've had eaten anything.
Yeah. Maybe have a little toast or something before.
Maybe.
Before you do that.
Maybe. I mean, I figured it was food. It was chocolate. It's a chocolate bar.
But just like she needed to take a break before the boat scene.
We need to now.
We'll be right back. Now. It's time.
It's time.
For the boat ride.
So the boat comes around Wonkatania.
You're going to love this. Oh, just love it.
I know you will. She's Tres Jolet, but is she seaworthy? It's on a fucking track, ma'am.
I know. Like, come on. Where, it's
do,
like
you
a,
think, where do you think you're going to go?
It's it doesn't like an amusement park
open
boat.
To the fucking sea.
It's like it's a small world, but scary.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess, speaking of which, it was on a track, mm-hmm. but the little guy in the back doing the thing or the one that was steering really yeah. thought that he was
oh,
steering.
Oh, no. He was trying so
he
hard.
He was steering for his fucking life.
And so at first it's a nice little boat
oh,
ride.
Oh yeah, it's real pretty.
Floating
it's
down like, the chocolate yeah. river.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But there's
and
a
like
dark tunnel coming.
He talks about Veruca first because she's a lady. If she's a lady, I'm a vermicious knid.
Oh yeah, Joe with his roasts there.
Right,
like,
and like Violet, he's talking about like Miss TV is talking about getting sick. He's like, oh, have one of these things. It'll make you spit. And like six different
she's
colors.
Spitting's a terrible habit.
I know a worse one.
Violet is
she's like
her
picking
nose.
Her nose. I guess she hated doing that because her and Veruca had a crush on Charlie. And
really?
She didn't want to. I know with all four
all
teeth.
Teeth?
Did you
Don't
see
he
the
have
alternatives?
Too many teeth for you?
Did
I
you
know,
see
was,
the alternative?
Or
well, because Mike TV was a dick
little
the
brat,
whole time.
Yeah.
He was a little brat the whole time. So, you know, whatever.
Wow. So, yeah, they didn't want to do embarrassing things in front of Charlie.
Right. And like, Daddy, I want a boat like this.
And so they get to this tunnel and the music changes.
Oh, we got to go faster. Fast.
Faster.
Fast.
Faster. Faster. And the lights start changing.
What is this? A freak out?
And Charlie and Grandpa Joe are like, they kind of dig it.
He's like, it's strange, but it's fun.
And then suddenly the images on the walls are like, lizards and chickens
getting
their heads
weird.
Cut off
and
then bugs.
Wonka there's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going there's no knowing where we're
rowing
or which way the river's flowing is it raining is it snowing is a hurricane a-blowing?
Ah!
Not a speck of lighting showing, so the danger must be growing.
Is the fires of hell a-glowing?
Is the grizzly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, because the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing.
Ah! This has gone far enough.
You're right, sir. Stop the boat.
And they stop at
We're
the inventing
here.
Room.
Oh, you know, this shit was like one of them little motion ride things.
Oh,
they didn't
my
go
God.
Nowhere. They didn't go nowhere.
No. Oh,
it
the
was
peaks
a freak
on this
out.
Girl.
I'm sure.
Screen.
I know it is. I know it is. It looks like a fucking seismograph.
It does.
7.9.
At least.
We just sent San Francisco into the sea with that shit.
Oh my God. And the Marilyn Manson version. I hate that I love it, but I fucking love it.
There's no without knowing where we're going.
Yes. So in that, what was the name of the album? Albin?
Smells Albin like children.
Simon Theodore? Smells like children, which is probably what this whole set smelled like.
I am the god of fuck.
Oh, god damn it! Why do I love that music still?
The girls taste like girls and the boys taste like boys.
Oh, we didn't even... No, wait. Are we even
no,
there
not
yet?
There
okay,
yet.
We're not
no,
there yet.
We're
okay.
not, but we're going to bring it up again.
So yeah, so they get to the inventing room. And Mike TV, now that it's over, is kind of into the
right.
whole...
Right. Well, he was like... she's like, I don't want a boat like this.
Oh, like, yeah. Rook is like, never mind.
This is the inventing room. Like, this is secret.
Yeah, that you cannot speak to anyone. But he speaks all this German to them for some reason before letting him in the room. And the only German kid is dead. So I don't know why you're speaking German to them. No one understands what you're saying.
Because he's a psychopath.
And so, yeah, he's like, no touching, no tasting, no smelling. And they're like, no smelling?
Right.
Like, how do we keep from
hair
smelling?
Cream?
Yeah, so, yeah, and he mentioned Slugworth, that Slugworth would do whatever to get his hands on
He would
on
give his eye
room.
Teeth to get in here. And he's like, even if he got in here, you can't see shit.
Because it's all trashed.
Everything's
like garbage
covered
everywhere.
Up in shrouds and, like, there's, like, shit everywhere. He puts those shoes in the thing.
In springtime,
like,
the only
pretty
ringtime
bird sing.
He's riding the bicycle that mixes
something.
Sweet
lover's love.
And he's putting, the like, weird shit into all these vats.
Right. The shoes, it needs a kick.
Because, it gives it a kick.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike put something in his mouth that he shouldn't.
Yeah, it's exploding gum for your enemies.
Still too weak.
Right.
Like it knocked him on his ass. How fucking
well, because
strong are you going to make
it? Didn't kill him, so we need more.
This is like the Acme Candy Factory
it
right
is.
There.
And so he's like, oh, better rum, better gin.
Candy is dandy,
but liquor
is
quicker.
Wonka is drunk as hell.
I know. He's hammering
this whole thing.
He's eating them chocolates I had.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
So anyway, alarms go off, and he's like, no, don't look under there. That's it.
Right,
because the biggest
peeking
thing. That's
under
the most
some...
top secret thing that I have. This one's really going to sizzle old Slugworth.
Mm-hmm.
This
is the everlasting. Oh,
did you say Slugworth. Everlasting gobsucker? And he's mouthing it as she does it. I fucking love it.
And he's like, this is, you can suck on them forever and ever and they never get smaller. And I'm sorry, but
that
looks like the most uncomfortable fucking candy
to
suck on
ever. And it never gets
ever.
Any smaller?
It ain't getting softer. It ain't getting smaller. You're just going to be sucking on this. It's like when you play jacks. It looks like a fucking jack.
I like a little roof, mouth roof torture.
A little Cap'n
I like
Crunch torture, sure.
Sure.
But that goes away.
An Astro Pop, when you suck it down to its pointiest and you can use it as a weapon. Do they still
when
make
it's a
them?
Shank?
Can you only get it at a world market now because
probably.
They don't like have those anymore? So yeah, like he's like, no, you can't. That's the everlasting gobstopper. And he's like, how do you make them? He's like, I'm a trifle deaf in this ear.
Yes.
So you have
he
to
gives
speak up.
Them, they beg and beg, he gives them
right.
each one,
mm-hmm.
but they have to promise. You keep them to yourselves, you never show anybody, as long
you
as
never
you never
tell another living soul, as long as you live. And Veruca's back there
mm-hmm.
with her
fingers crossed.
At least she has enough integrity
to know
to
she's
cross
lying.
Her fingers
yes.
behind her back. I mean, at least there's that. She's terrible, but no
and
one else did that.
You don't actually see anybody eat it. They all just
no,
put it in their
they're taking
oh,
it.
They're
to
gonna take it to Slugworth. Though.
They're gonna take it to Slugworth.
I'm surprised Charlie didn't just pop it in his mouth.
He couldn't. Well, he had a lot of space because he only has 14.
That's what I'm
you're
saying.
Right.
It
you're
might
right.
have been
you're
better
right.
for Charlie
right.
than anyone else.
Well, because he has very little
he's
pocket money.
Not gonna click on them teeth. And he has very little pocket money. Exactly.
He's got very little pocket money.
Very little. But
well,
now,
Grandpa Joe would have taken it.
That's true. And they get to the gum machine.
Oh, by gum, it's gum.
Button,
wrong.
Button. Who's got the button? Anytime anybody says button
oh, I know.
To this day.
Well,
button,
in that
button,
in Alice in Wonderland.
Button. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of parallels here.
Which is, no, that's Lewis Carroll. Never mind.
Mm.
That's a different person. Yes. I get them mixed up. But yeah, and like Charlie's like, it's over there. And he's like, this one over here in my factory that I created myself and I installed that button. This one?
Right.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. So he starts up this machine and it's like processing tomatoes and beef
and
all of this
Mr.
stuff.
And fucking Mr. Beauregard has Violet up there sticking her fingers in the fucking...
Right? With the little chomper thing coming down?
She'll lose a finger. It's not sanitary.
And he explains that this is gum.
Oh,
gives
right.
you the taste of a three-course dinner.
Right. And she's like, oh, as long as it's gum, that's for me.
That's
he's
my
like,
jam.
No, stop. Don't. Eat it.
Yeah,
whatever. Exactly. Stop it.
And he's like, I told you I hadn't got it quite right because she's going through. She's like,
right.
tomato
she's like,
soup.
No, back the fuck off. It's, oh, it's so good. I can feel it running
down my
throat. And she's like, this is how I feel about when you eat a Jelly Belly and you have the buttered popcorn one.
The savory flavor.
Where it's like that savory flavor mm-hmm. and you can like actually, it like it tastes like you're eating buttered popcorn.
Right.
Like that's how I feel about like,
so yeah,
if
you
I could
do
liken
like,
it to yeah, anything, yeah. it would be that. Like I would have this if it didn't turn me into
it.
A blueberry.
Yeah, I would try
if
it.
If he
would have
perfected
savory gum?
It. Ooh.
Of tomato
Ooh,
soup, then
a
roast
cum
beef
gum,
and mashed potatoes.
A cum gum that was like Bloody Mary flavored.
We've been looking for this.
I've
been
know.
On a quest for this cum gum, and it does not exist anymore. I
no?
got duped with the goddamn Hubba
I know,
Bubba
I
Max,
told you.
But
I told
already
you
bought
because
it.
I did that.
Yeah.
I did
and
that.
And they make the packaging like where the middle looks
they
all shiny,
it,
like
it's
liquid.
Not.
It ain't.
It's gum, but it's a different gum. Color. I wonder if you could peel off. I would be satisfied. If you could like peel off
the
first
outside.
Layer and then eat it and then like nibble at the little middle
I
part.
I gotta tell you, it does blow a mean bubble though.
Well, it's Hubba Bubba.
I almost
it's better.
Stuck to my eyebrows. Gazoon tight.
Thank you. It's fucking Hubba Bubba. It's
but
better.
She doesn't blow bubbles with it.
No, she fucking
turns blue. You're
yeah.
turning violet, Violet.
Violet, you're turning violet. Violet. It always goes wrong at the desserts.
And she
they
starts
all turn into blueberries.
To fill up with juice.
Oh yeah, that's juice. That's not air. So we gotta
for the Oompa Loompas to take her to the juicing room.
Right?
And I'm not gonna Oompa sing the whole thing, but we get another song.
Yeah. Chewing is fine or chewing
gum
of
chewing
gum
being
is
gross.
Fine once in a while. Stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. Do, 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 the way that a cow does.
So yeah, they drag her dad out after her, roll her out to the juicing room, and move on with the tour.
Right. Doopity doo. Which I guess like later on, a year later, 2 years later, that shit would come up in her pores.
Oh, the blue stuff?
The blue shit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I guess also they filmed this over like breaks or lunch breaks or whatever. So they had to like roll her so that she didn't get like a blood clot to keep.
Oh my God. Because
she was like weightless.
They, why did they even really put her in there to roll
I don't
her?
Know because it was the 70s.
It wasn't
of
close.
Like they weren't. They didn't have to have a stunt person.
Ugh.
It was just her. That's why she's the one that's already dead.
Oh no, because she was full of blue.
She's the
dye.
Only one that's dead. Everybody else is still alive.
That's true. Two that's naughty, nasty true. Little children gone.
Three
good
sweet
little
children
left, Willy Wonka says.
Oh, man.
And that's when they go through the lickable wallpaper room.
Yes.
Okay, even pre-COVID.
No. I know, it's gross. It's
you
disgusting.
Don't want people's tongues on
well,
your
no
wallpaper.
Well, no one's ever gone in there. They're, ostensively, these
so
are
no
like
one,
the first
so yeah,
people
they,
that have done
this
it.
Thing, they're not probably exchanging licks with
no.
anyone else. But
and if, it's
if
like,
you put it in your house...
Well, yeah.
You want guests licking
well,
your...
Well, he says for nurseries, like if it, like you're the only one that's licking
I guess
it.
If you're just letting babies
well,
lick
what's
it.
His name? Charlie Bucket, Peter Ostrom said, like it was not flavorful.
Lickable
it tasted like wallpaper.
And I don't need to see Grandpa Joe licking the wall.
I don't need to see Never. Him lick fucking anything.
Never.
Oh, and also, by the way, apparently that Snozzberry thing is not true.
What was the Snozzberry thing?
The thing that it's like a euphemism for a dick.
It was just one of those.
It was just
funky
the thing that it was a
that
rumor
Willy
that
Wonka
went out there.
Says.
Sorry, guys. I liked it too.
Snozzberries are just a fictional
Snozzberries
berry.
Is just a made up word. It's not a euphemism for a dick.
Who ever heard of a Snozzberry?
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers
of dreams.
Of the dreams.
And so.
He grabs her face.
Yeah, it squeezes it. So then he takes them to the fizzy lifting drink room.
Right. And they're like, oh, let us have some. He's like,
no,
no,
no.
No,
no.
No.
It's too powerful.
Too powerful. He's let them pick at
anything
everything else but this
even he's something that his... blew someone across the room and filled right? someone up like a blueberry.
They didn't ask.
True.
He they did didn't tell ask them no. He did try to say don't do it,
and the same thing happens here. He says, I guess he's trying, not a good idea.
I'm holding that upside down, that was not gonna help.
Not good,
nothing. But yeah, no, like he proactively is like, do not touch this shit.
Yeah, it's too powerful. It's going to fuck you up. So, of course, when they walk off, bastard Grandpa
this
Joe is like, hey, Charlie.
The
thing that he said lifts you off the ground and is too powerful.
Let's
Why
have
don't we
some,
have a sip?
A little sip won't hurt.
And
like,
then
how
as soon
do you
as they
fucking
float
know?
Up, he starts panicking.
Have
like,
you
oh,
not
no.
seen what the fuck has happened today?
Well, when you talk about, oh, no. The whole thing was it lifts you up in the fucking air.
Oh,
what did
no.
you think was going to happen?
Oh, no.
Did Oh, no. It did exactly what he said it was
oh,
going to do.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. It worked.
What a fucking surprise.
And it's too powerful.
And so they almost
they
get chopped up in the
second.
Industrial fan.
They're like, oh, wee. It's all fucking fine. And okay.
And if it weren't for a panic burp.
Right. Thankfully.
They'd be beheaded.
Beheaded.
Beheaded. But so they burp themselves down.
Right.
They catch up with the group. Mm-hmm. And they think nobody
How
knows.
How do they know which way to get there?
I know.
They've never been in there.
I know.
How do they know?
And if they were that close, they didn't hear them in there. Help. Help.
Right. Mr. Wonka, turn off the fan. Well, because he didn't have a security system because no one's ever been in.
That's
no one
true.
Ever comes out.
That's true.
He just has sleeves. He doesn't need to watch them. They love it.
He also doesn't care.
And he doesn't care.
He catches up to them in the giant geese room.
Oh, the golden goose.
Golden chocolate eggs they lay.
For Easter, but Easter's over.
Shh. They don't know
I'm doing
that.
Slave labor on the geese too.
Right?
Shut up. They don't know that. I'm getting ahead for next year.
And they have an egg decator to
an
tell between the
egg
good
decator.
And bad eggs.
And I guess he came up with that. Jack Albertson did.
The egg decator?
Mm-hmm. Educated egg decator.
Oh, okay. So, of course, Veruca wants a golden
goose. I want
goose.
A golden goose. Here we go again.
They're not for sale. She can't have one.
What? Who says I can't have one? The man with the funny hat.
Oh, and she just fucking loses her shit.
I want a goose that lays
golden eggs
for Easter. At least 100 a day.
100 a day?
And by the way, I want a feast. I want a bean feast.
Fucking
cream cakes and donuts so and cupcakes with no nuts. So good you can go nuts. Give it to me now.
So yes, we get our temper tantrum song, mm-hmm. which they said, she said in that thing, like they kept telling her like, no, go
be
bigger,
worse,
be worse. Like we need you to really fuck shit up. So
she's
like kicking shit over.
Shit. And I don't want to share it!
10,000 tons of ice cream.
And if I don't get the things I am after, I'm going to scream.
And that's when she just starts demolishing shit.
Right?
And she climbs up on the mm-hmm. egg decator. Don't
care how. I want it now. Honk, honk. She was a bad egg.
She sure was.
And then here goes Mr. Salt. Because
where'd she go? The garbage chute.
Well, Mr. Salt finally got what he wanted. Veruca went first.
Hold on, Veruca, sweetie. Daddy's coming.
It's the garbage chute, but they only ever light it every other Tuesday.
She's got a good chance.
Yeah, it's fine.
And we get
anyway,
our Oompa Loompa song about greed.
Right? Oh, what do you do? When your kid is a brat, spoiled and pampered like a Siamese cat.
Yeah, so we get, now Mrs. TV is tired of walking.
Oh no, can I just fucking sit down for a minute? Like, no ma'am, we have to press on. We have transportation.
The Wonka-mobile is ready. Mm-hmm. And it's filled with carbonation, all kinds of soda.
Bubble gin, bubble cola, double bubble brick cola.
Got more gas in it than a politician. And they get all covered in bubbles. It mm-hmm. starts like spitting fucking bubbles everywhere.
Well, first he says like, well, these children are disappearing like rabbits. At least we still have each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they get in this thing and they only go. He's like, I'm really going to open her up.
And he goes like a mile an hour.
They go like 12 feet.
And then they go through the Wonka wash and it scrubs all the bubbles off mm-hmm. of them.
Like, what just happened?
And now it's time to go to the TV room, but they got to put on their white jumpsuits and their goggles.
They're Cameron Diaz. Have to be invisible.
Exactly. The Charlie's Angels outfit.
Right. But Mr. Wonka still has his hat on.
True.
Outside of the, with the little slits, like the fucking Lords of Chaos.
The slit goggles.
Yes.
So yeah, he tells them it's they're going to check out Wonka Vision, his latest and greatest invention.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's like, oh, I know how TV works.
Oh, yeah. It says this is how it like, chops it up in a bunch of little pieces. It's like the fucking fly.
And so he tells them he's doing this with real things, though. So he's sending a chocolate bar, but it's got to be giant.
Right. It's got to be really big.
Because TVs were so little in the 70s.
The image is really small.
So he does it. They eat it. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Right.
And Mike's like, oh, can you send other things?
Can you send people? He's like, well, I never tried. He's like, he just runs up there.
And just hits the button and transmits himself to the TV. He's
not human.
Yeah, I know. So now he's 2 inches tall.
Well, Mrs. TV is like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? And he's like, am I coming in clear? I said, am I coming in clear?
Because you said he picked up the accent of the British kids on set.
From the other kids.
But like, I would have made him record that shit again. They couldn't have a British accent.
They probably did it 87 times.
And he still said, clear.
Clear. Am I coming in clear? They didn't have the budget.
So he calls the Oompa Loompas in to take him to the taffy pulling
room. Oh, yeah, because boys of his age are especially really springy.
Mm. And the Oompa Loompa whispers something, and he's like, I won't hold you responsible. So, yeah, mom faints. They, like, take her with them.
Right.
And we get our...
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Our Oompa Loompa song about too much TV.
A glut of TV.
And now Wonka goes back to business as usual. It's time to finish his day. All the kids are dead. Right.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it's a total waste of the day. I got to go. I got bills. I got letters.
And Charlie's like, but what about the kids? And he's like, oh, they'll be restored to their normal, terrible old selves.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be a bit wiser.
Yeah. Don't worry about them. It's fine.
And so Joe's like, well,
so what do we do?
The chocolate.
He's like, no, you can see yourself out. It's cool.
And so he comes back in because he's like, well, what happened to the lifetime supply of chocolate? And Wonka's like, oh, you don't get that.
Yeah. No.
You did... Under Section 37B right, of the contract signed by
you. Right, you stole fizzy lifting drinks. And this is like, it like hurts me.
So you get nothing.
Nothing.
To lose.
Good day, sir.
And Joe's like, you're a crook.
You're an unhuman monster.
I said good day.
I said good day. That's my purse.
So Joe tells Charlie, let's go. Let's go. He's get like, Slugworth.
He's like, if Slugworth wants
his
shit, you'll get it. And so Charlie's like, Mr. Wonka. Back.
It's a little gobstopper in front of Willy.
And so shines a good deed in this weary world.
Charlie! My boy!
Oh, you did it!
You won! I knew you would.
I knew you would do it. And he knew he would do it.
And so I think he only ever wanted Charlie, who lived right down the block and came and stared in the window.
He just knocked at his fucking door because he wanted to murder children.
He wanted to murder
children.
He
wanted to, like, freak them out.
And he purposely picked kids he knew were not going to win except for Charlie.
Because Mr. Wonka, because the Candyman can.
Well, because the contest sold billions of bars of chocolate.
Well, that too.
So it was just a great marketing scheme. If he had just hired Charlie, well, then, like, he didn't make no money off that.
No, I know. I know. Girl, I know. I know how marketing PR.
So, yes, he's won, and he brings in Mr. Wilkinson.
Oh, yeah. No,
Slugworth.
No, this is he works for me. It was a test.
The jackpot, the grand and glorious jackpot.
Right. So he gets in this glass Wonka Vader.
It goes sideways, slantways, longways, backways, any way you can think of.
Always.
Just press a button and zing, you're off.
But I only have pushed all the buttons except for that one. The jolly candy-like button.
So Charlie pushes it.
Mm-hmm. And here we go.
Up and up. Faster, faster. If we don't pick up enough speed,
we'll never get through.
Through
what?
Grandpa Joe's like, this room is made of glass. It will shatter and we'll be cut to ribbons. And he's like,
probably.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Out over the city.
Oh, my God. And they could see all the things, my school, and everything looks so pretty up here.
And Willie is giving him the factory.
Right. I knew I had to find a child, an honest, kind child,
loving child
to take over for me.
A grown up would want to do things their own way,
not my way. And don't forget what the guy got who suddenly got everything he ever wanted.
He lived happily ever after.
And I got a tear when I read that thing.
And that we watched that thing. And so that was not, I don't think, the original ending of the book, because I know it was more.
There was books. Other things. There was supposed to be like a glass elevator book was a or something, separate right. situation.
And so,
but like, what's his name? Peter Ostrom posted like when Gene Wilder died. Yeah. That like he's like a veterinarian and an ex-child actor and inherited
the chocolate factory on August
29th of 2016 when Gene Wilder died.
I got like so sweet.
I know.
And so this one ends with just seeing them floating around in the glass elevator. Like you don't
he tells them everybody gets to move in, even motherfucking Grandpa Joe.
Motherfucking Grandpa Joe.
Who probably still goes out at night. The freaks come out at night. When you know what was
really creepy in the Burton one, and maybe this is what they did in the movie, but they just moved their slanty shack into the factory. Remember how they lived in that really slanty shack in the Burton one?
Yeah.
He just took it and put it into the factory.
Like you still have to live here.
You still have to live in this
like...
shit shack. But inside shit the factory
shack, baby shit shack shit shack
so yeah shit, I mean baby, how did this movie doom us at. I feel like a
well,
lot
because
of ways.
Fucking he killed those children like the way that
and
you,
we thought that was fine
oh I know it was
that's
totally
what they
fine.
Get.
They got that's what you get
you
that's
get
what
you
fucking
get and that's why you don't fucking be a brat
right I feel like we learned those lessons hard and fast in those days
we did And we learned like that dry humor from this early on.
Gene Wilder.
Bless him.
Between this and, like I said, Young Frankenstein, that the twinkle in his eye where you knew everything was really sarcastic, but like he might just kill you, but not if you're good.
But he might hug you. You just
he
don't
might
know.
Like you never know what's going to happen.
Whereas the Johnny Depp one,
he was fully evil 100% of the time.
He had his own daddy issues. He wasn't trying to be nobody's.
I don't want it.
Father.
I don't want anything to do with it. The only thing
I
wanted
to be your father.
No,
he
didn't want to do that. Put your tiny hand in my.
That's a creepy fucking song.
I will be your preacher, teacher. Oh,
there's so many things
wrong with that song. Me and Amber went and saw when we used to drive up to Santa Barbara for a night and come back down.
Yeah.
We went to go see the drag kings. There was this whole show, this whole bit about father figure. They would do like a lip sync to father figure. And there was like a friar and like a sailor. And they would do this weird like making out thing to father figure.
Okay.
It was kind of hot.
Okay. So we have one message. Well, hello there, Nicole and Tessa. Tis I, the lovely
Loretta!
Yes, you've heard about Loretta, and here is a message from her. I have been binge listening the past couple of weeks, getting caught up, and I wanted to thank you for the shout out in Troop Beverly Hills. I also very much appreciate you sharing my daughter's cookie link. She met her camp goal, so please pass along our thanks to your listeners.
Yay,
who may
we
have
did
placed
it, y'all.
Orders. The following kudos are way overdue. I've been listening from the beginning and your pod keeps getting better and better. Shout out to your research assistants, Kim and Liana, for keeping you two informed and adding a little bit of extra zing to your pods. Y'all keep doing what you're doing because it's fantastic. Now on to business.
Oh,
I was very excited to listen to your Stigmata episode as I really like this movie. So I made sure to listen on Easter Sunday as God intended.
Oh, bless you, Loretta.
From jump, y'all were hilarious as usual. Your questions about the different paths to priesthood were so great. As a non-practicing Catholic, all of your questions and comments had me rolling. I love learning all the behind the scenes stuff like the Father Almeida, that Gabriel Byrne was studying to be a priest, that Patricia and Nia did their own train stunts, and that all the many times I've watched this movie, I had no idea it was set in Pittsburgh. In closing,
nobody did.
I enjoyed this episode very much, and I really want to see Tessa's Pope John Paul II World Tour shirt.
Oh, I gotta dig it out.
And from now on, I will only refer to baptism as being waterboarded by Jesus. Later.
Yes,
Yes, Thank you, Loretta. And she wants to come sit in one day. I was going to
say, you might get a special episode featuring
Loretta as research assistant. Loretta. We should have had her for the Kids in the Hall episode.
Oh, shit. That's right. Because she was
We're
going
to have to find her. Yeah, we're going to have to give her the list.
She's going to have to... Yeah, we're going to have to give her a list. We're going to have to let her choose.
Yeah, which one do you want to be here for? We're going to let her choose
because Loretta deserves it.
She does.
She deserves it. She flashed Lawrence Flashburn. She deserves it.
That alone. We've talked about her enough. She for sure deserves to sit in.
She's been there since Batman.
That's right. So if you want a message read on the podcast, you can text or call 702-720-3666. 702-720-DOOM. Doom-biddy-doo. You can go on Instagram at Doom Generation Pod to see all of our photo edits. You can support this podcast on patreon.com/Doom Generation.
Ooh, you're almost micro machine, man.
Oh man, I gotta get it down like Micro Machine Man. I know that would be amazing. And until next week,
we'll talk at you next time. Later, Doomers.